Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
The Secretary of Defense. Many of my distinguished colleagues have served in a significant tenure on this committee. And our meetings are
so you're listening to the hearing underway right now for Pete Hegseth for his confirmation hearing. That's Roger Wicker, Republican, speaking there, introducing a question. And the question is, how quickly are these going to go? Are they going to be held up at all? Lucky enough to get a few minutes with Chad Pergram here up on Capitol Hill for Fox News. And Chad, how are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
I know you're keeping an ear on that as well. What are you expecting today out of this hearing?
Well, I think this is going to be a pretty tough hearing for Pete Hegseth. The Democrats are not impressed with him. Jack Reed, the top Democrat on the Armed Services Committee, Democrat from Rhode Island, Navy man, says that he thinks that he has more questions than answers after he met with him, says he has serious questions about his qualifications. Richard Blumenthal, the Democratic senator from Connecticut, also a member of the committee, indicated, he said, you know, put aside the questions and the allegations of the alcohol abuse and sexual misconduct. He said, this guy just isn't qualified. It's going to be very tough to get this nominee through. This is going to be probably a humdinger of a hearing. There's going to be a lot of stuff, some stuff that comes out maybe that we haven't heard before, some very tough questions about his conduct in the past. And then confirming this, you know, I would look to see how someone like Joni Ernst, the Republican senator from Iowa, you know, votes on him. You know, she had kind of done a two-step, raising some questions about the, you know, sexual misconduct, somebody who's talked about sexual misconduct in the armed services, and then, you know, went back and had a second meeting with him and kind of put out some fires, kind of implying that she wasn't too hep to Pete Hegseth. This is going to be a tough one. And, you know, they have 53 votes. They will eventually here in the Senate. They're down two right now. That'll be fully stocked here soon. But they can only lose a couple of votes. And, you know, it might be a situation where maybe Vice President Vance, that happens next week, might be forced to break a tie on that. But I tell you, they're really starting off on the wrong foot overall with some of these confirmations, because they were going to have two other hearings today. Doug Burgum had been nominated to be Interior Secretary. That hearing was postponed until Thursday. And Doug Collins, who was the nominee to be Secretary of Veterans Affairs, former congressman from Georgia, that's pretty much a layup. A lot of people tended to like him, thought he was very qualified for that position. There's some serious paperwork delays. And we don't know when his hearing will be. And so, you know, it's been customary in the past few cycles when a new president takes office on Inauguration Day for the Senate to confirm one or two nominees. That certainly happened with President Biden. It happened with former President Trump in 2017, just hours after the inauguration. And because they're kind of running behind now, it makes you wonder if they're going to be able to do that. The one I think they might be able to confirm rather quickly is one of their own, Marco Rubio, the Republican senator from Florida. He's up for Secretary of State, and his hearing is tomorrow.
Wow. How long would these confirmation hearings typically last, you know, in comparison to how long, say, Pete Hegseth's could last?
Yeah, well, some of them, again, it just depends how controversial somebody is. You know, Doug Collins, that was probably going to be in and out in a few hours. You know, he was a known quantity. Same thing with Marco Rubio, maybe a little more, you know, of a lengthy hearing simply because of the position Secretary of State, and they might talk about Latin America or Venezuela and a lot of other subjects there. But he is known, you know, so that's going to be a shorter hearing. If you take, once they get past the opening statements and the opening presentations here with the Hegseth hearing, each senator, there are 27 members of the Armed Services Committee, and they are each afforded 7-minute question periods. Well, that's 3 hours and 9 minutes right there, yeah. You know, and timing on Capitol Hill is not exactly Swiss. So this is going to be a lengthy hearing that probably goes all day long.
Do you have a feeling? I believe I might have heard it on Kilmeade yesterday. I may be mistaken on the source that there was a story that Chuck Schumer, the minority leader in the Senate now, had been stressing to his members that they needed to try to slow this down, these confirmations down, like drag their feet a little bit. Is there any indication of that?
Well, yes. I mean, yeah, absolutely. Chuck Schumer has said, and you always hear this from the minority party, especially when the president is from the other party, we need to take our time. We need to do due diligence. They were, in fact, waiting for paperwork for Doug Burgum, which could somewhat be blamed a little bit on the Democrats simply because they said, wait a minute, we're not ready to do this because we don't have the paperwork. And they went ahead and scheduled the hearing. The Republicans did, much to the chagrin of Martin Heinrich, the Democratic senator from New Mexico, who's the ranking Democrat on that panel, said, wait a minute, we've never done this unless we had the paperwork.
Right.
And so, you know, the Office of Government Ethics did not have the paperwork ready, so they're going to try Burgum again on Thursday. I'm not so sure that you could say that was a delay by the Democrats. But certainly some of the others. But that's typical because they say we want to kind of drag this out a little bit. We want to vet these people. There are Democrats who will vote for Republican nominees in this. Dick Durbin, the Democratic whip, he said just yesterday that he would vote for Marco Rubio. Hegseth, okay, maybe that's more of a problem. You know, somebody like Kristi Noem to be Homeland Security Secretary, her hearings tomorrow. Yeah, there'll probably be a couple of people vote for her. You know, somebody like RFK Jr., that could be a mixed bag, frankly, and we don't know that he would have the vote. So, you know, every nominee you have to look at through an individual prism.
You mentioned Hegseth's history with drinking, some of these allegations we've heard about. Is there anything that's off limits, or how personal could these confirmation hearings get?
Oh, there's nothing that's off limits. I mean, you know, I've been around these things. I mean, we saw what happened with Brett Kavanaugh to be on the Supreme Court. I wasn't here in Washington yet, but, you know, everybody saw the Clarence Thomas hearings back in 1991, you know, where they were talking about porn stars and all sorts of things. I mean, yeah, you know, if there's anything bad, it's going to come out in a hearing.
Yeah.
Trust me.
Yeah, that is the truth. You know, do you know when the IRS hearing is scheduled, Chad? I know maybe that's a tough question.
I have not heard that one scheduled at all. Yeah, I've not
because,
heard that one.
Because that's going to be former Congressman Billy Long from here in Missouri, and that one should be must-watch TV.
And that's going to be a controversial one. In fact, I was just talking to a source who works on tax policy yesterday. And again, while he was a known quantity, some people have questions about, you know, whether or not he's qualified to do this. You know, that was not exactly his bag when he was here on Capitol Hill. And I think there'll be some questions when his confirmation hearing comes up. But again, you know, that's not a cabinet level position.
Yes.
We might be, you know, a couple months down the road before they get to that, because they got to deal with the Secretary of Defense and the Secretary of State. You know, these are the, you know, bigger potatoes right now.
Well, it's a good point. I know you got a lot to cover up there. We appreciate your time, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yep. Talk to you soon. Chad Pergram there live on Capitol Hill, listening in on the Pete Hegseth confirmation. There's a Democrat named Jack Reed questioning him right now. What's that say? A Democrat, Rhode Island? Is that an RI?
Congressman Mike Walker.
Yeah, let's listen for just a second here and
Mr.
see what Hegseth, he asks.
I want to begin by saying that I respect and appreciate your military service in the Army National Guard. I know from experience that there is no greater privilege than to lead American soldiers, and I thank you for answering the call. You have been nominated to be the Secretary of Defense. The Secretary is responsible for leading a department of 3.5 million service members and civilians, an annual budget of nearly $900 billion, and hundreds of thousands of aircraft, ships, submarines, combat vehicles, satellites, and the nuclear arsenal. The Secretary also plays a powerful role with our allies, partners, and adversaries abroad. And as we speak, China is seeking to undermine our interests, intimidate our friends, and challenge our standing in the world. Russia's campaign against Ukraine.
Yeah, you kind of see where he's going.
Europe,
he was questioning whether or not Hegseth has the credibility to handle that job. My response might be, do you think Lloyd Austin had that credibility? Maybe because he was a general, but what about character-wise? Did he just go AWOL for 2 weeks and not bother to tell anybody he was incapacitated because of cancer surgery? I mean, come on.
You think Hegseth being a personality on Fox is working against him?
Oh,
because
I'm sure
you've
they
heard
hate
that
him.
So often. Because, yeah, he didn't have as high of a rank maybe as Lloyd Austin, but he still served in the military. He still has that experience. So to your point, I think a lot of people, I mean, look at Donald Trump. I mean, he is a very successful businessman before he ever ran for president, but he didn't have the political background. So one could have argued, well, he's not qualified to run the country because he doesn't know the ins and outs of politics and all of these things. Well, you don't necessarily have to have all of that experience in order to be effective as a leader.
I agree. And I think that'll be part of the vetting process here. He did have 50 or 100, maybe it's more than that, hundreds of former military leaders who came out and signed a letter in support of him, including a lot of like special operators and people like that. So,
well, and his mom came out and was kind of talking about how he's a changed man, you know, that there were some challenges back then and that he's grown up and matured and that she feels as though he would do well in this position.
He'll definitely be a disruptor, which I think they need that. Certainly at the Department of Defense, the Department of Justice. Should I go on?
Get more at 971talk.com.